107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Anne Swerdfeger from Stratford Festival joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
And my deepest condolences certainly to you and everyone at Stratford Festival on the passing of Martha Henry, an absolute Stratford Festival legend. Anne, what are your thoughts of this morning with Martha Henry, an absolute legacy that she leaves behind?
Yeah, it was a really hard day yesterday for everyone to wake up to the news that she has had gone, and today it seems a bit of a stark reality. Martha was such beyond an important figure at the Stratford Festival. She meant so much to everybody. I think she had a way of having a personal relationship with so many people who worked there. She was a mentor to so many. I say young actors, but to so many people in acting and beyond. She the tributes that are pouring out of people on social media are just absolutely beautiful. From the particularly from people who had been in the conservatory and had learned from her over the years, but also from her many, many colleagues. It's a really sad day, one we hoped would not come.
Now, Martha Henry did complete her performances with Three Tall Women. In fact, passing away just 12 days after the final show. My goodness.
Yeah, isn't that remarkable? Her performance in Three Tall Women was like nothing you've ever seen before. The power, the strength, it was truly one of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. It was an incredible show, and she was using a walker. Now, when I first saw the show, she was using a walker, and you couldn't really tell whether that was just part of the play and the direction, or whether she needed it. And then halfway through in September, she switched to using a wheelchair for the show, and she used that wheelchair. My goodness, it was a manual one, and she was going all over that stage. It was incredible. And then she gave this unbelievable final performance, which was the closing performance for the show on October the 9th, so the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. And Anthony was there, and he gave her flowers, and it was just a performance to remember of a show that I'll never forget, and I know everybody who saw it will never forget. And then suddenly 9 days later she's gone. How do you do that? How do you have such energy, such incredible dedication to your craft that you can be that ill less than 2 weeks later you're gone from the world?
She was such an amazing part of the Stratford Festival, going back to 1962 with her first performances in The Tempest, and then kind of coming full circle, if you will, then playing Prospero in The Tempest, which is amazing.
Was remarkable. She had been born and raised in Michigan, and went to Carnegie Tech, which is now Carnegie Mellon University, to study theater performance. But she had been during her youth to see the Stratford Festival, and she said that any country that had a place like Stratford in it was where she wanted to live. So she moved to Canada, and she was doing some work. She met Powis Thomas, who had just started the National Theatre School, and she joined the National Theatre School, was part of the first class. She then was offered the role of Miranda in The Tempest before school was done. Mm. So she struck a deal with Powis that she would be the very first graduate of the National Theatre School, just ahead of the rest of her class, so that she could come here and do that part. And then almost 60 years later, in 2018, she played Prospero in The Tempest, and Mamie Zwettler was her Miranda. And, of course, Anthony Cimolino directed that play, and I know so many people locally saw it. It was just an amazing performance, an amazing production, an amazing performance from Martha. And, of course, we have filmed that, and people can watch that on Stratfest at home. Or on CBC Gem.
That's right, absolutely. And a memorial is going to be planned, but we don't have a date as of yet.
We don't have a date for a memorial, but gosh, so many people are going to want to pay tribute to Martha, I know.
And the first Shakespeare production at Tom Patterson Theater is going to be dedicated in her memory. That's wonderful.
Yes, it will be. Of course, she was supposed to be in Richard III, which was supposed to be the first production at the Tom Patterson Theater in 2020. Unfortunately, we didn't get to open with that, did we, with the pandemic? Luckily, we were able to do Three Tall Women, which was also scheduled to be part of 2020. And gosh, aren't we lucky that we got to see Martha in that incredible role.
Oh, so many wonderful memories. An absolute Stratford Festival legend, Martha Henry, passing away at the age of 83. And again, just days after her final performance in Three Tall Women. So, Anne, as you mentioned, you can see some of the great classic performances with Martha Henry, not only in The Tempest, but of course, A Long Day's Journey Into Night, which was fondly remembered.
Yes, Long Day's Journey. What a performance. Stop. And she gave him that, too, along with Bill Hutt, another Stratford favorite. She had gone away from Stratford for a little while. She came back in 1994 to play that role. And, of course, that was directed by Diana LeBlanc as well, who directed Three Tall Women and a number of other shows that Martha did. They were very close friends, and Diana, of course, lives here in Stratford as well. But if you are wanting to remember Martha, you can certainly watch her performances on Stratfest at home. There's a Martha Henry section there.
Okay, Anne Swerdfeger from Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Anne. I know it's difficult to talk about, but my goodness, the legacy of Martha Henry, just absolutely wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much. I know she touched the hearts of so many people here in Stratford and far beyond as well.